This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. And welcome you. Remember, if you get the chance, please share the links at any time, especially when we're going live on Rumble. That's a really, really great thing. Really greatly appreciate it. And, of course, after the fact, share segments, share the whole show. Anything you want to share, I really, really dig it. Thank you so much, everybody. All right, let's get into it, one and all. You know what it's time for us to do? It's time for us to go, of course, into the news flash from the people who bring us the flashlight.
The whole world can see all these countries that have somehow wondered, well, you know, what is the true nature of Iran? It's there in black and white.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
Well, we would take, you know, we would take the very strong action.
Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, fellas. Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year.
Got that right.
Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the News Flash.
What's on tap first, my friends? Well, first I have to mention I had to replay that David Cameron thing because it's just so ridiculous. And it goes by rather quickly. I realized that last night. Unless you see the larger context, you might not quite grasp what they're saying until maybe half a second or a millisecond after it goes by. But basically, the ITV reporter asked the now foreign secretary, former PM of the UK, David Cameron. He says, well, yes, of course. Here, we'll play it for you again. He says, yes, of course, Israel has a right to defend itself. Bye-bye, Jojo, pip-pip, bully-bully, in other British terms. Yes, yes, yes. Does anyone have any marmite? Yes, indeed. Well, she said she comes back to him and says, oh, so, because he doesn't talk about the fact that the Israelis destroyed the Iranian embassy and killed seven people in that, in Syria. So he's just looking at it as if this evil, awful Iranian government is attacking Iran, and Iran, I mean, is attacking Israel, and I'm fully behind Israel. So she says, oh, and he's like, they shouldn't be doing that. This is totally illegitimate what Iran is doing. She says, whoa, what would you do if foreign agents had attacked and destroyed the British embassy somewhere? And he goes, well, let's check that out again before we go on. It's just beautiful. It's so great. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There we go. All right.
The whole world can see all these countries that have somehow wondered, well, you know, what is the true nature of Iran? It's there in black and white.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
Well, we would take, you know, we would take the very strong action.
That's the best. It's just the perfect example of the stuffed shirt that they mock so well in England, and it's just great. You know, like on Spitting Image with the puppets, except as David Knight points out, they don't really mock the Chinese leadership all that much, but Spitting Image is pretty darn funny. I met one of the guys who did some of the voices for Spitting Image. Very funny stuff. All right, everybody, let's get right to it. It's News Flash time, and for the News Flash, it's the Assange update. So we're going to go with our free speech theme, or at least one of them right now, the Psychedelic Furs with Entertain Me. Man, this this is a good album. So good. The drumming by Vince Ealy. That guy is a talented dude. So, of course, the opening lines of this are what are pertinent. The rest of the song is from the perspective of a musician who just can't understand why people have to live vicariously through him. But it's about speak. Talk to me.
Speak. Talk to me. Show what I am.
Yes, indeed. We'll see at the end of the week how the wonderful Speaker of the House is all set for another breach of the Constitution to put to a vote another attempt to ban TikTok. We'll talk about that in a little while. First, let's give you the update about Assange. Okay, Free Assange. You can follow them at Free Assange News on X. Breaking. The United States has issued a non-assurance in relation to the First Amendment and a standard assurance in relation to the death penalty. It makes no undertaking to withdraw the prosecution's previous assertion that Julian Assange has no First Amendment rights because he is not a U.S. citizen. In other words, they will prosecute him. They will prosecute him. Instead, the U.S. has limited itself to blatant weasel words, claiming that Julian can, quote, seek to raise the First Amendment if extradited. No assurances. So, there's more. The diplomatic note to the ICJ, Royal Court, the High Court in London, the diplomatic note does nothing to relieve our family's extreme distress about his future, his grim expectation of spending the rest of his life in isolation in U.S. prison for publishing award-winning journalism. The Biden administration must drop this dangerous prosecution before it is too late. He is dying in prison. He is going through so much. Julian Assange. So, they will not give assurances, as the High Court had asked. Can you give assurances that he will be protected by the First Amendment? And the United States, as we often see for so many rhinos and Dems, and even some American so-called constitutionalists, they don't understand that it is a universal prohibition in the First Amendment against Congress writing any law. And it doesn't matter whether they write a law that says it's okay for us to go after people who are reporting from other countries. They can't write that kind of law either, just like I discussed last night when it comes to the Fourth Amendment. There's not an exception for the operational structure of the United States government that is laid out in the system. It is supposed to be that it can only, all forms of government on the Fourth Amendment side can only try to ascertain information from people through searches or try to seize their property if they have a warrant. And it doesn't matter whether they're foreigners or not. So this is not good. Stella Assange, of course, very concerned because the idea that he can seek to raise the First Amendment if he's extradited is not in any way an assurance that he actually can do that in his own defense. They could block him from even using the First Amendment as a defense. A journalist. They're literally saying, no, we can breach the Constitution anytime and claim that the Espionage Act applies to any journalist out there if a person wants to take it away from this poor Julian Assange being persecuted this way and universalize it into other people. Maybe some of these more selfish people at CNN might realize, oh, this could apply to me, too. Right? It's incredible. If they can say that it doesn't apply to a foreigner. They can also say it doesn't apply to an American, because it's not specified that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech of only Americans. Just like the Fourth Amendment doesn't say that it only applies to Americans. It's just absurd. By the way, let me know if you get any audio, everybody. All right. Oh, yes. Nancy Chambers says no sound guard. Thank you so much, Nancy. I appreciate it. So we'll get to that and take care of that. I wondered if that was the case. So going to hop in here and take care of that for you. No problem. In fact, let me do this and go over here. And interesting. It's, well, anyway, what can you do? Just redo it and give it a shot. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yep, there we go. And there it is. Okay, good. All right, good. So we're all set there. Sorry you missed that theme. And you missed the glorious stuff of David Cameron. So, well, I'll just leave it to that. Maybe we'll get back to that later on. But you saw my encapsulation of it. So hopefully that's okay. All right, now let's get into a little bit more coverage right now on my schedule. What do we have? Oh, yes. All right. Now I want to show you one other part of the Assange thing, and it is this. I was going to ask that right off the bat, too. Anyway, here it is. This is from Taylor Hudak. She says, the CIA director Burns has filed to invoke state secrets privilege in the case brought against the CIA for unlawfully spying on American citizens, including journalists and lawyers who visited Mr. Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy in England. Yeah. So literally they're saying we can spy on you, but you can't find out anything about us because we can decide. And it's state secrets. That's what they're saying. Here's a copy going over to the PDF, unclassified announcement from the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, and so on. Here it is. I am the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. In my capacity as director, I lead the CIA and manage human intelligence. I have held this office since March 23rd, 2021, and so on and so on. And he says that they will not allow for certain information to come out. Like, you know, the fact that the CIA was already spying on Julian Assange, contrary to the Fourth Amendment, which it has no power to spy on people. And I'm glad my old roommate, Sean Naylor, is one of the reporters who uncovered that. Thanks, Sean. I don't know if you're listening, but I appreciate it. And Nancy, thank you. Thank you, Anarchy Andrew, for doing what you're doing as well. And all the folks in there who were telling me, I really appreciate that. Man, frustrating. Okay, so let's get to the next big story, everybody. And now this actually is the perfect transition for us. It's time for us to talk about the war. Yes. All right, my friends. Well, we go from Julian Assange's predicament and more revelations just based on the actions of the CIA that tell us so much about the CIA's massive hypocrisy about you have no privacy, but we got plenty of privacy. Let's head over to antiwar.com. Israel has destroyed nearly all buildings in the Gaza buffer zone. Yeah, you know, because it's for the protection of the innocent, right? Israel, according to Dave DeCamp, Israel has destroyed nearly every building in Gaza along the strip's border with Israel to create a so-called buffer zone. Yeah, so think about that. You know, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, we're going to destroy your house. We're an occupying entity, and we're going to destroy your house now because we're going to create what we want, and it's called a buffer zone. We're going to destroy your home. And if you don't get out of it, we'll kill you too. A report from the United Nations Satellite Center found that Israel has destroyed or damaged 90% of the buildings in Gaza within 1 kilometer of the border as of February 29th. It found that 3,033 buildings were completely demolished, 327 were seriously damaged, and 266 were moderately damaged. Oh, boy. According to Haaretz, the real number of demolished buildings is likely higher since Israeli forces are actually creating the buffer zone 1,200 meters within Gaza, 200 meters further inside the strip than what the UN examined. According to an analysis from Adi Ben-Nun, a Hebrew University geography professor, Israel's buffer zone will take 16% of Gaza's territory. Unbelievable. They're just going to take. Just going to keep taking it. That's awesome. They're just continually doing whatever they want and coming up with any argument that they want to, right? They'll say anything. They'll do anything. And by the way, let's look at what the United States was doing over the weekend as Iran retaliated to the murder of some of its diplomats in Syria and the destruction of its embassy in Syria. And here is Reason Magazine's reporting on this. This weekend's air raids in the Middle East set a lot of records. Iran carried out its first ever direct attack on Israel from Iranian territory, launching an unprecedentedly large swarm of drones and missiles against Israeli military bases. And of course, the way that they did that showed great finesse and a lot of strategic knowledge, and they pulled it off tactically. And for the first time in U.S. history, U.S. troops engaged in direct combat in defense of Israeli territory. Do you remember when they declared that war and they said, hey, U.S. troops, get on in there? It's not America being attacked, but oh, they didn't even declare war. Well, curious. Should have expected this. I should have thought it through. The U.S. military shot down 3 Iranian ballistic missiles and 70 drones that were en route to Israeli military bases, officials told CNN. American ships and fighter jets were involved in the operation. Again, American ships and fighter jets were involved in the operation. No kidding. I should have thought that through. Videos shared online, because, of course, the Israelis could fund their own weapons. They could have their own military. And someone brought up a very good point about that that we'll discuss in a little while. But they don't do that. No, it's got to be the United States and partially England and Germany supplying the weapons. Videos shared online also purport to show U.S. ground troops in Iraqi Kurdistan firing anti-aircraft missiles. The British and French militaries assisted in the operation, and Jordan reportedly shot down Iranian drones over its own airspace. I remember that was one of the first reports there. Oh, my. There's more. There's more. Early in the war, Biden showed that he was willing to put American lives on the line in Israel's defense, even though his administration insisted that it had, quote, no plans or intentions to put U.S. boots on the ground in combat. Biden deployed 2 aircraft carriers to the region as a threat to any other country that might join the war against Israel. From Israeli leaders' perspective, the consulate attack was a win-win situation. Either Tehran would not retaliate, making Iranian leaders look weak, or it would retaliate, forcing Biden to make good on his commitments and bring U.S. power to bear against Iran. Left out of the conversation entirely were the American people. Congress has not passed a declaration of war against Iran or authorization for the use of military force against Iranian troops. Well, they have no power to issue an authorization for the use of military force. They can either declare war or issue letters of mark and reprisal against non-state combatants. It hasn't even passed the supplemental aid package to Israel that Biden has been asking for. So I thought you might be interested in seeing that information. And, of course, on that subject of United States troops, kind of on that subject, well, John Kirby has you covered. Check this out.
if the U.S. can and allies can help shoot down Iranian drones over Israel, why can't they do the same over Ukraine?
I knew this question was coming too. Look, different conflicts. Different conflicts.
Look, we're not going to talk about it. I'll come up with an answer. Oh, different subjects. Not going to talk about your subject. Different. Okay, answer. Okay, thanks. Let's move on. Lunchtime yet? Okay.
Different airspace. Different threat picture.
I see. Okay. Different airspace. Remember that now. Ukraine is not Israel. Don't forget, everybody, though, as Biden already admitted that the 101st Airborne had been on the ground in Ukraine when he met with them as a surprise in Poland. He already admitted it. We know the CIA trained a lot of those people there for years in Ukraine. Like, I don't want to be here now. This is an uncomfortable question. Well, guess what? Guess who might not be Speaker of the House much longer unless he relies on Democrats, which I think we pretty much expected a rhino would. That would be Speaker Mike Johnson. And the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, LPNH, in fact, I'll show you, just move this down a little bit, LPNH, at LPNH on Twitter /X. The LPNH offered some good stuff. Speaker Mike Johnson, in his incredibly arrogant way, said, "I've just spoken with at House GOP conference on my plan to address national security supplemental legislation on the growing security crises." I know you're probably asking, you mean the Social Security crisis because it's a Ponzi scheme? No. You mean the security at the border stuff that so many people are talking about, even though it's not supposed to be a front? No, not that. No. You mean my bank account and the security that I'll be able to buy groceries in a few weeks? No. More spending. Need more spending. But here is what the New Hampshire Libertarian Party had to say. He says about this security crisis, and I think we know. He means Ukraine and Israel, right? Of course he does. "This week, we will consider separate bills with a structured and germane amendment process to, one, fund our ally Israel." And so the New Hampshire Libertarian Party says, not America. "Two, support Ukraine in its war against Russian aggression," says LPNH. Also, not America. Then he says, the speaker, "strengthen our allies in the Indo-Pacific." Yes, you know how they've been opening new bases. Even in Australia, they're going to be building stuff and shuttling American machinery over there for war. "Strengthen our allies in the Indo-Pacific," you know, like the Philippines. And the LPNH says, still not America. And then he says, "pass additional measures to counter our adversaries and strengthen our national security." And the LPNH says, sounds like it might be related to America, but it actually is the TikTok ban, which is coming Friday. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Gardner Goldsmith. Find Liberty Conspiracy every Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Rockfin, Rumble, and my Twitter /X, which is at Gard, G-A-R-D, Gold.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. The White House making it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. USA's John Schaefer.
While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
Shares in Trump Media fell sharply this week following its announcement of a new live TV streaming platform. The DJT shares fell over 10% Tuesday following an earlier double-digit decline of 18% on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
We return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and I welcome you to join us every Monday through Friday, live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the Liberty Conspiracy, because freedom is out of fashion. You can tune in on Rumble, on Rockfin, and on my Twitter, /X, at Gard Goldsmith, G-A-R-D Goldsmith. Please spread the word, like the information you're getting, and join us in any of the chats. Now, let's talk a little bit about journalistic integrity. There's a guy named Jake. What's this dude's name? Jake. Jake Novak is his name. And he was a guest today on the Grace Curley Show, talking about something that I think many conservatives try to use as leverage against Barack Obama, and they should stop doing it. It has to do with those billions and billions of dollars that Barack Obama just gave to that evil terrorist-backing Iranian government. You know, the one that gives money to people and overthrows governments all around the world and helps fund occupation of other places. You know, Iran, right? Now, if you put Iran in a mirror, it's spelled A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Don't tell anybody about that now. You didn't see anything. Here's what he had to say. And a lot of people believed it. I actually was in the chat and tried to give people the real information on this. And I mentioned this a few times, but I want to go into more specifics so that all the information is there. Because each time I've mentioned it before, it's only been in passing. So let me give you the visual citation and the information so that you know what we're talking about here. But here we go. He knows, this guy, Jake Novak, he knows all about Israel and all the other ignorant people who just don't understand the reality about Iran, I should say, about Iran. Here we go.
The terrorist presence in the world, and that's why they did this.
Yeah, and I also think, Jake, just to simplify it even further for people, at least the way I go about it, is I tend to find the reports credible because if given the option to believe Reuters or the White House, I would believe Reuters. I have very little faith in the mainstream media, but they have a better record on telling the truth at this point than this White House. They lie about absolutely everything, no matter how big or how small.
That's right. And, you know, another aspect of this is also, let's not be naive. Now, I don't have the photographic evidence, so I'm not going to name any names. But let's just be logical here. It's important to be logical. Since 2008, this foreign policy team, the Obama-born foreign policy team, has transferred, either in direct money or in sanctions relief, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to the Iranian regime. When you have that kind of a transfer of money from point A to point B, the people who facilitate that transfer get a cut of it.
So he's talking about how certain Iranian interests will get a cut of it, and then that money will be given to terrorist groups, sort of like what the United States government has been doing for a long time and what led to the formation of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other terroristic networks, including the backing of Nazis in Ukraine. But he doesn't... He must have been busy, probably had a lot of other radio shows where he could spread his propaganda. So let's take an opportunity now and check out the facts about that. Here are the explicit facts. Fact check. This is Newsweek. Now, many times you got to be skeptical when you see these things. But since I was already aware of the history, I just wanted to call this up for you and show you some of the historical citations of this. And Newsweek has it right. Fact check. Did the U.S. under Obama give Iran $150 billion? Well, yes, indeed. The question was, why? And whose money was it? And they go through this. They did this on October 18th, 2023. I'll just give you the quick thumbnail sketch, but the pertinent data I hope to on which I want to focus, I hope to bring to you as quick as possible here. Relations between the U.S. and Iran worsened this week, as Iran's foreign minister said the U.S. would suffer heavy losses if the Israel-Hamas conflict expanded. As tensions simmer, conservative commentators shared claims that President Barack Obama's administration had given $150 billion to Iran. Effectively, they argued, funding Hamas. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. You know, if anybody's going to fund Hamas, it better be just the United States. And they ought to just stay in Qatar the way the United States and Benjamin Netanyahu want them staying in Qatar as multi-billionaires. Okay, got it? Okay. That's a reality. That has happened. That is true. A post on X by Jack Posobiec of Human Events, posted on the 16th of October, referenced a Charlie Kirk tweet from September 11, 2015, of course, chosen by Charlie Kirk for that specific reason, which stated, Iran funds Hamas. Hamas kills Americans and Jews. Now we give Iran $150 billion. Where do you think that money will go? Hashtag Iran deal. You know, you hear these things like, they just gave him money. Did anybody bother looking into this except for libertarians and peace-loving leftists? I was aware of it when he did it. Because it was the second portion of money that was owed. It started under the George W. Bush administration. It goes even further back than that. Because they kept delaying on what they were supposed to give back. Posobiec wrote, Charlie warned us, and now people are mad at him. Well, let's check this out. As Newsweek correctly writes, this was not funding given to Iran. The amount quoted refers to foreign assets that belonged to Iran and were frozen by sanctions imposed to impede its nuclear program. That would be the nuclear program in which the CIA assassinated one of its nuclear researchers, and they're not researchers for nuclear weapons. It's their nuclear power system program. And again, that's the one where they used a virus to try to destroy that as well. United States, who cares about the risk when they're Persians, right? The JCPOA was also an international agreement between Iran and a number of major world powers, including the U.S. Just how much these assets were worth has not been released, but $150 billion is the highest estimate provided by U.S. officials. The figure was mentioned in passing by Obama in an interview with The Atlantic in 2015 when questioned where the money could end up.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing? Hold on there. The question is, if Iran has $150 billion parked outside the country, does the IRGC automatically get $150 billion? Well, does that $150 billion then translate by orders of magnitude into their capacity to project power throughout the region?
He's talking about all the things he has to consider when, of course, continuing, before he gave it back, continuing to illegally hold money that the United States government had no constitutional power to hold. So, in fact, during the chat, inside the Rumble chat, and by the way, I saw one of our viewers over watching Redacted when I was watching Redacted. That was great to see. I was psyched. And I was like, cool. We got some good stuff from Redacted a little while ago. Let me show you the Grace Curley chat while I was there. So here it is. I said, Kirby himself deceives when he denies that they gave it. And she played a cut from John Kirby saying, I don't know what you're talking about, us giving us money, giving out money. Then that was a question from Peter Ducey. The United States gave Iran hundreds of billions of dollars. And he goes, I don't know what money you're talking about. So they're both off base. And I said, so I had a link to the Newsweek piece. Some guy comes in, he says, who gives an F what Newspeak article says? Fact is, those assets were frozen in 1979 for a reason, but our first Muslim president gave it up. So I just answered him this way. I said, there's no constitutional power allowing the feds to seize or hold the cash, and I hope constitutionalists will acknowledge the problem in holding said cash, plus call for an amendment if they want to do it. Otherwise, such a conservative opens the door to any anti-constitutional action by the government. And that's the thing that gets me, is so many of these folks who are so ramped up about this don't understand that when they can play fast and loose with the U.S. Constitution, they invite anyone to play fast and loose with the Constitution, to do anything they want. Now, to get back to the vaunted defender of that Constitution, which we're going to make a point about that again as anarchists in just a minute, Mike Johnson, it hasn't stopped him. Speaker Mike Johnson, according to, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Speaker Mike Johnson has thrown our GOP conference into chaos by serving the Democrats and passing Biden's agenda. Last week, Speaker Johnson shoved warrantless spying on Americans down our throats with FISA. Now, Speaker Johnson is going to fund foreign wars while refusing to force Chuck Schumer to hold a trial to impeach Mayorkas and demanding Joe Biden sign H.R. 2 into law. Speaker Johnson must announce a resignation date and allow Republicans to elect a new speaker to put America first and pass a Republican agenda. Thank you, Representative Thomas Massey, for co-sponsoring my motion to vacate. It's time for a new speaker. Yeah, we're going to talk about Thomas Massey in just a minute, but I want to get your thoughts on this. Massey has been unbelievably courageous. And by the way, if you want to know about H.R. 2, that's the border. That's the funding for the border. In fact, call up my old thing here. She said the Senate should take up H.R. 2 and take it seriously. That's the only way we can assure our border at this time. I don't know how much is in it. you know, for the border. But I do know that, again, just like the United States has no constitutional power to hold the money of foreigners or even foreign governments, you know, during non-war time, they also have no said power to do that at the border either, unless there is a war or states have requested assistance for their own protection. Now, I want to turn to Thomas Massie and see what Thomas Massie has to say, because there's a lot coming up, folks, and Massie's on top of it. He says, I just told Mike Johnson in conference that I'm co-sponsoring the motion to vacate, that would be vacate the Speaker of the House seat, by that was introduced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, from Georgia. He's from Kentucky. He should pre-announce his resignation, as Bonner did, so we can pick a new speaker without ever being without a GOP speaker. Very interesting stuff. There's a lot going on, folks. It's pretty intense. But I think one of the main drivers of this, just to mention that we can't lose sight of some of the big figures behind what's going on in Israel, behind the United States troops being on the ground in Israel, behind the new funding that the speaker wants to have in separate bills. And we'll hear more about that coming up from Ron Paul and Daniel McAdams for Ukraine, is what Emmy Moore posted about Frank Zappa. When a reporter for the United States Army Training and Doctrine Command interviewed Frank Zappa for the command's news syndicate, the story was held by a superior who demanded that Zappa, who had been rather hard on the Army, answer one more question. Just who does he think will defend the country without the Army? Zappa's reply, from what? The biggest threat to America today is its own federal government. Will the Army protect anybody from the FBI? The IRS, the CIA, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the biggest dangers we face today don't even need to sneak past our billion-dollar defense system. They issue the contracts for them. And at the end, of course, we see the issue was not run. And our friend Emmy Moore says, I have lost friends over these opinions, but I stand by them because they are also mine. Stay vigilant. And they are true, M.E. They are true. So true. And one final item that I want to bring to you, if I get the opportunity to grab it here real quick. Here is this one. Let's hear from Frederick Bastiat again, shall we? He wrote, socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result of this, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude that we object to its being done at all. And that includes defense. That includes supporting Israel. If you like Israel, you can send them a check. You'll be sending a check to genocidal maniacs, but you can send them a check if you want to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, my friends, saludos, my friends. Let's get back to more and find out what the Ron Paul Liberty Report has to say. This is a lot of coverage, and I want to make sure that I give it to you as soon as possible. There might be a little volume here with the ads popping up, but I want to give this to you right away. Great stuff from Ron Paul. Here we go.
Yeah, the attack on our freedom is the big deal, but that's not on the agenda. So this just really burst forth yesterday, and these were the change in plans because there's a lot of resistance, and our friend Thomas Massie got sick and tired of the process and the leadership in the House right now. So I imagine he surprised some people, but it really shouldn't surprise you. The surprise really is, how did it get this far, you know, after all this nonsense going on? But anyway, the thing that should bug us the most about Johnson, he came into the speakership with a different platform. And all of a sudden, you know, he's giving up on that. And that has to be the most frustrating part. So he has different viewpoints on funding. And it'll be interesting to see what happens this week, how much money they're going to get. But, you know, and you've mentioned before that, you know, what the Congress generally does in the past, they'll have a separate, sort of like an amendment and a vote. But when they have to send it to the Senate, there'll be an agreement, you know, and pile it all together. It's not going to be separate votes probably in the Senate. And but the one thing for sure that they're really working on is that the fourth bill, you know, the miscellaneous thing. What are we going to do with TikTok and other things? And that might be the biggest issue. And that's where we're getting the least amount of information. But we don't have a.
So I want to go back to Ron Paul in just a minute. Of course, again, that TikTok bill coming up on Friday, plus two separate bills, one for Ukraine, one for Israel. And then there's going to be a larger bill. And then, as Ron says, they're probably, Dr. Paul says, they're probably going to be combined in the Senate in some way, one or two bills. But something I also want to bring up to you that I thought was rather valuable is the fact that people who really shouldn't are being highly critical of Thomas Massie for bringing up what he's bringing up and taking the actions that he and Marjorie Taylor Greene are taking. In fact, one former congressman called Thomas Massie a clown for doing what he's doing. And so I want to show you what he has to say. And then we're going to talk about David Stockman, then go back to Ron Paul and Daniel McAdams. Because I think you might find this pretty interesting. Let's see here. Yep, here it is. Remember Adam Kinzinger? Adam Kinzinger, he's got his Israeli flag and his Ukrainian flag on his X feed. He's a CNN commentator, was in the Air National Guard. He calls himself a proud rhino. Yeah. He's a former congressman, and he's acting like quite a jerk. So let's hear what he has to say about the fact that in order to get certain things done now, it's totally cool. The speaker's just not a problem. He's going to circumvent the conservatives and join up with the Democrats and the people who actually want to conform to the Constitution or maybe keep spending down, even if it isn't constitutional, if they're just trying to hold the line. No, they're clowns, according to Kinzinger. Here he is.
Okay, let's do another emergency video about what's going on with the Ukraine aid. So obviously the Republicans have this plan to do it all separately, which I think ultimately gets done. It's got to re-get through the Senate. But as you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene had this threat to vacate. A few minutes ago, Tom Massie, who's a complete just clown, by the way. He actually used to be principled, but now he's like just for fame. He says he's going to join the motion to vacate. Now, what this has the potential of doing is actually getting Speaker Johnson. This would be the baller move if he's like, all right, fine. You want to screw with me? I'll screw with you. And just put the Senate bill on the floor and be done with it. And it would pass. That's what he should do. I doubt he'll end up doing that. But I do think this Massie Marjorie Taylor Greene motion to vacate is actually going to force Johnson to have to work with the Democrats, which long term I think is good for getting this stuff done. So let's keep watching and see what happens here. But
that's great. That's a real Republican for you there, huh? That's the guy with some principles. Totally cool. Just get it done. You know, get that money out to Ukraine. Yeah, got to get that done. And so, you know, the speaker, the GOP's speaker for the Republican Party, wielding all that power for the Republican Party, will, in order to survive, have to work with Democrats because he's not going to get the support of people who had some hope for him. But as we saw with Ron Paul, on day one, what did he introduce? He introduced more money for Israel. That's what the speaker did. So I wrote to Mr. Kinzinger, and I haven't seen a reply. I said, I'm curious, Mr. Kinzinger, could you cite for me the enumerated power in the U.S. Constitution that allows the Congress to send money and weapons around the world? deeper than that, can you tell me how it's moral for me or you or anyone to command that my neighbor be forced to pay for your preferences? Thanks. That's awesome. Isn't it great you got to pay his salary for a few years? That's great, too. Now let's get to back to Ron Paul as we hear more about the speaker's moves. Danny McAdams, and he referred to some good stuff from Zero Hedge.
A copy of these bills that they're talking about. None of it yet.
Well, let's put up that first clip because this is what we're talking about. This happened yesterday afternoon. Johnson unveils separate Israel-Ukraine funding bills that Marjorie Taylor Greene calls a scam. And this is, he's been facing pressure by the neocons, of course, and the warmongers, not by the actual Americans who have to pay for it. He's been facing pressure in the Beltway. When are you going to pass these aid bills? When are you going to pass these aid bills? And like you said, Dr. Paul, the reason Johnson is in that seat in the first place is because McCarthy seemed to be such a nimby-pamby. He was relying on the Democrats to pass bills. He was not a fiscal conservative. He was throwing money around like a drunken sailor. So let's get in this guy, Mike Johnson. He's a real conservative. He's not going to lead us down this path. And here it turns out he is even worse than McCarthy. And as you mentioned, Massey again warned us, warned America, getting rid of McCarthy. He's the devil, we know. You know, you're going to end up getting something worse. And once again, he's proven totally right. So they get back from their Easter break, whatever they call it, spring break or whatever, and he hits the ground running. The first thing he does, and we talked about it over the weekend in our conference, the first thing he does is cast a tie-breaking vote denying the Fourth Amendment protection to Americans. No longer does the government have to get a warrant to spy on you. That was his.
And then, of course, the FISA vote right there. That's Johnson.
First thing. And then, boom, he drops these four massive spending bills. Put on this next one. Here's apparently what he delivered to the colleagues in the caucus when they got together. I don't know if we can make this bigger, but this is just apparently what was leaked out by a member.
So let's look at that now. This is what the Speaker of the House, which is provided for in that lovely Constitution, wants coming up in these four bills. $95.34 billion, roughly 60% of which goes directly to the Department of, I don't know what DIB is. Ukraine, $48.43 billion. Israel, $14.1 billion. Red Sea operations, of course, backing Israel in another way, $2.4 billion. And Indo-Pacific, we will say COM, that's the Indo-Pacific region, $2.58 billion. The Philippines, Guam, you know, all those places. Yep. We'll be back with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.